What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam, and let's get moving with the Brats. How's everybody doing out there? Thanks for checking out Pogo City Radio. That was the Lower Class Brats coming off a class of our own with Standard Issue. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So let's say hi to a little co-host I got. What's up, lovely rude girl, Jessica?
What's up, Pogo Land? How's everybody doing? I'm not feeling too great, but I'm up for a pogo for sure.
Up for pogo for sure.
Make me feel better, you know? Had some surgery, just got out, and I'm ready to pogo with the Joneses, Crocodile Rock.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was the Joneses covering Elton John's Crocodile Rock. So thanks for checking us out. Got to remind you guys to go over and check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
You guys can go over there, check out the blog. Got some great articles up there. And yeah, going to be redoing the site pretty soon. Going to make it a lot more media friendly. You're going to be able to get a lot of the live shows there. And remember, the next two upcoming shows Pogo City has, that being August 19th at the Jacksonian Club in Nazareth and August 26th in Allentown. Both those shows will be live streaming video at www.urock.tv. So if you guys can't make them to the shows in person, we'll talk about the shows a little bit more a little later, but go to urock.tv to watch. All right, now one of the bands that's going to be playing the August 26th show is Sick 86. And lots of times they like to cover Minor Threat, I Don't Want to Hear It. So why don't we get the original up there now? Here's the DC Boys with I Don't Want to Hear It. Right, a little bit of Minor Threat on Pogo City Radio. Let's keep rocking right along with some Grave Error Mystic and
Treading in my Bible.
First Michael Graves Misfits album. Now Jess, why don't you talk to me for a minute,
yes,
sweetheart? All right, now, I mean, obviously, well, you know what? No, not obviously, but I think if you know me, you would know I would say Danzig is my favorite singer of the Misfits. But a lot of the younger kids, and even people my age, I am like a younger Misfits fan, you know, in comparison. Yeah. But a lot of them do like Graves, especially like these newer metal kids. Like I remember when we'd have like Devil John on and Cat, and they always liked the Graves Misfits. But I mean, those two albums, the American Psycho and the one with Saturday Night Famous Monster.
I
mean, they put out a couple other releases too. There's a lot of good songs. Like I know you love Saturday Night.
Oh yeah.
That's coming off Famous Monster. I mean, I love Speak of the Devil, but I'm talking about Graves Era specifically.
They can both sing. Great,
absolutely. Yeah, you know? Absolutely. But the more classic traditional songs are Danzig, and I love them. You know, talking about Bullet and Last Caress and Die, Die, My Darling, all of those. But some of these Graves ones definitely are great. I think the body of work by Danzig with the Misfits, is way better, but there are a lot of really good songs with Graves,
I
even love them with Jerry. I love the Project 1950 album. I never really got into the Devil's Reign one that they put out a year or two ago with Jerry on vocals. Jerry sang the vocals on Project 1950 with Marky Ramone on drums and Dez Kadena from Black Flag on guitar, but they did come out with Devil's Reign after that. Didn't really get a chance to check that out, but I loved that cover album, and I don't know, this next song inspires me to have a little bit of fun, so let's rock over with a little bit of Murphy's Law and Green
Bud.
There you go. By Murphy's Law on
Pogo City Radio.
Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Why don't we take a quick second and remind you about some of the live gigs we got going on. The next one in our sights, Saturday, August 19th, going down in Nazareth, Pennsylvania at the Nazareth Jacksonian Club. You know I'm talking about Punks Against Terrorism, the PAT benefit show, all the proceeds going to the Manchester victims from the terrorist bombing at the Ariana Grande show. Now, a lot of people coming together. The flyer says, in association with the Nazareth Jacksonian Club, Steel Waves Radio, the Dynamic Divas, WDLS Radio, and our friends at Pogo City Radio. Please join us for a punk rock benefit concert to help support the victims and families of the recent UK terrorist attack. All proceeds from the event will go to the British Red Cross, and we'd like to thank all those donating their time, especially the bands who have volunteered to perform. And those bands are 6 Feet from Success, Whiskey Dicks, The Drugettes, World Poison featuring yours truly, Screwheads, Psycho Cats, Hate Trash Disasters featuring Dino Sex from the Murder Junkies, and Pat O'Brien, who we have on the show quite frequently, and also Admit Nothing.
Some
also
good bands,
Steve and Ron, good friends of the show, and Timmy Violent. But $10 for non-members of the club. It is a private club. $5 if you are a member. So it's just a $5 inflation if you're not a member. 21 with valid ID. Come on out there, guys. There's also a lot of really cool, they're going to be selling a lot of cool clothes, hoodies, different punk rock slogans, logos, and I don't even just mean the bands. There's some, like, store or shop or something setting up in there. There's also going to be a Chinese auction. I don't even know what the fuck that means, though. Do you know what a Chinese auction is?
I don't. Maybe they're selling, like, doing an auction with
some
Chinese
kind of auction
gear.
So, yeah, make sure you guys get out to that. Going to be a lot of fun.
Yes,
I see
will.
A couple different invites. I'm reading the invites on Facebook. I see a couple different invites. That one talks about the Chinese thing, but I don't know what the fuck that even means. So
we'll find out, I guess.
Now, we got the Drugettes coming up on this next bill. So why don't we get over to their single, No Apologies.
What did they do?
That was the Drugettes coming off of Violated Records. And you guys can catch them August 19th.
Those girls rock.
At the Nazareth Jacksonian Club. Let's also talk about another show we have going out. Show I've been looking forward to for about 6 months. Let's get to some of the bands now.
All right, Andrew, I got a good one. Blank 77, Too Drunk to Fuck.
Ooh, Blank's covering
Hell
the
yeah.
Dead Kennedys.
That's a good one.
Went to a party against the night. I like good.
That was Blank 77 covering the Dead Kennedys, and you guys can catch them August 26th at the Alternative Gallery with the Parasitics, the return of the Oi Scouts to the East Coast, first show in 17 years. Been saying 16,
so
it's actually
awesome.
17 years. And you guys can also catch the Damn Broads, and why don't we cue them up next? The Damn Broads coming all the way from Connecticut. So let's see if we can find a particular song I want to hear. Nah, I can't find it, and
those
I don't feel like popping in the CD.
Too.
Can't find it, and I don't feel like popping in the CD. So why don't we go with one of my other favorites with We Are Who We Are. Now, they got an awesome music video for this up on YouTube. They got music videos for three or four tracks. They are all over the place. You guys have got to check these gals out. Also, they got a new single out. We played it on the last show, so you can go back into the archives and check that out. But make sure you come out and catch them August 26th in Allentown.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume?
We don't care about what you think, and your opinion how much we drink, or if you might say a job and sell your money, don't just back off. You stare at God the way I dress as if I'm trying to impress. Sorry, I'm not in suited tie, all I can afford is DIY. We are, we'll get fucked.
We are,
you'll see it's hard.
We are,
we'll get fucked.
We are,
you'll see it's
hard.
You think that it's such a disgrace that I got piercings on my face, stems I can't inside the face, reason to discriminate.
All right, and that was the Damn Broads, who you guys can catch August 26th at the Alternative Gallery. Other bands on the bill, Sick 86, The Road Sodas, Old Tigers from York. They don't come around here too often. Make sure you catch them while you can. And Clerical Error. And did I say Sick 86?
Yes.
All right, yeah.
Sure.
That's also with the Oi Scouts, Blanks, the Parasitics, and the Broads. You guys won't want to miss it. $10. How we're only charging $10 for this show, I don't fucking know. But we are. It is the show of the summer. We're doing it because we're kick-ass.
Yes,
us teaming up with Sean and the Punk Rock Block Party. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time streaming the whole thing live at urock.tv. It's going to be awesome, but it'll be five times better in person. So get out there to this two-stage event, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown. Doors open at 2, everybody. So get there fucking early. Or 3. I don't know. Just fucking get there. All right? How's that sound? I don't know. I think maybe, Jess.
What's up?
What's the time for?
Wildcard, bitches!
Wildcard, bitches.
All right. You guys know what I'm talking about. The Pogo City Rot Wildcard, where we play something a little off format. Sometimes it's gangster rap, sometimes it's from the 50s, sometimes it's surf music. Today, I don't know if this is really considered surf music, but it's definitely a surf
style
sounding song. One of the most unique bands ever. And you know, I'm talking about the B-52s with Rock Lobster.
Wildcard, bitches! Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a Rock Lobster! Rock Lobster! Rock Lobster! Are you listening to me?
somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. Was a rock lobster.
That was this week's Pogo City Wildcard with the B-52s and Rock Lobster. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, before we get to this next song, big announcement here. We got the New York Relics queued up next, and they have announced a reunion show going down at the Bowery Electric in New York. They will be Two-Man Advantage, actually the headliners, with their 20th anniversary show. But it's the New York Relics reunion show along with the Daycare Swindlers. This is going down October 20th in NYC, so make sure you guys get there. Now, funny story, I actually had a chance to catch the New York Relics a lot of years ago at Viva La Punk at CBGB's. Now, this was supposed to be 60 bands for $60, two stages, 3 days. Three of the bands had to cancel, and it ended up being 57 bands, but still had a blast. And the Krays were playing, so were the Relics. And actually what happened right before the Relics went to play, I believe they were playing on Saturday, the guitar player and the drummer, both who were not original members, but were in the band at that time, were out front smoking weed. And right before the set, the cops rolled up on them, on Bowery and Bleecker, and cuffed them and took them in and booked them for smoking weed out in front of the club. Now, this happened right before they went on, but the Krays were playing, so Johnny Kray went over and jumped on drums, and I don't know who the original guitar player was, and they were just happened to be at the show, so they jumped in on guitar, and I actually got a chance to see the original New York Relics, even though those guys weren't in the band anymore, so that was a lot of fun. Sucked for the two who got arrested. You know what I mean? They got out the next day, though. No biggie. There was a lot of funny jokes floating around about them, and I know that's what happened, because what was her name? I think her name Addie, the bass player. She was actually the one telling me about it. I remember I was in love with her when I was a teenager. She actually worked in the town I grew up in, Union, New Jersey. I used to see on the back of their records all the time, their mailing address for the New York Relics was Union, New Jersey. I always thought that was funny, kind of like the New York Giants playing in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And not that you guys care, but New York Giants opened up preseason tonight. I'll be at the game. First preseason game of the year, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kiss my ass if you don't give a shit. Here's the New York Relics with She's Got a Gun. If you haven't noticed, I have my trusty drum machine slash sampler up and running. Now, if you guys listen to the show regularly, you know that I was flipping the fuck out because this expensive ass thing wasn't even a year old and it went to shit. Yeah. It would just basically freeze anytime I would try and change keyboards because it has multiple keyboards. And everything saves to an SD card. So I called the company, complained, and they were real cool. They everything was covered, and they had me send it out to them. All I had to do was pay one-way shipping, and then they sent me a brand new one. Now, this is like a $300, $350 machine, right? They send me a brand new one. I go to plug it in. I'm messing around with it. It's working. Now it has some preset sounds. And then when you want to put your sounds on there, you got to put in the SD card. Mm-hmm. So everything's working fine. I throw in the SD card. I'm having the same exact problems. I'm like, holy shit, they didn't fix this fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, wait a second. They sent me a brand new one. I'm like, don't even tell me. I take out the SD card, go to the store, buy a new one for $3. Mm-hmm. They had them on clearance for $3. And I think it was 42 cents. Pop that bitch in, worked fine. Turned out the original machine was totally fine.
Hey,
it was the $3 SD card that was fucked up, and I ended up getting a brand new machine.
A new one out of it.
I had to go without one for like 2 months, but,
yeah, but
hell yeah, dude. Talk about an upgrade.
Hell
fucking
yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
$3 fix.
Right there. That's for the people at Akai for hooking us the fuck up. Now, some of the cues. See, like, I don't know. That cheer track, it doesn't really end that well.
I still got to work out
some of the bugs. Threw in some new samples. I really like Jessica's favorite. She thought of it.
Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
See, originally, I was trying to think of a line to get from Animal House, and I was trying to think of, like, some John Belushi shit, or, like, a zit, or the whole fucking bar. But Jessica said to go with something from Niedermeyer, and we really couldn't figure one that we liked that we wanted to go with in the video, and then we thought, like, shit, let's go over to the Twisted Sister video, because that's Niedermeyer, and there's a couple different lines.
Great.
You know, we had to go steal that one and throw it on Pogo City Radio. So we got about 20 minutes left. I hope you guys been enjoying the show. Remember, you guys can check out all the old episodes over at
PogoCityRadio.com.
Please head over there. You guys can get all the archives. We've done a lot of interviews. They're all spread out throughout the site with some big name people. We've had the Oi Scouts in for a 3-hour live special. Just put up the Mike Blanks interview from last year. Awesome interview taking you through all the history of Blanks. We've had Sean from Frontline Attack, people from the Potato Pirates, the Devotchkas, the Murder Junkies, the UK Subs, Niblick Henbane. We've had multiple members from the Blanks. So just go there, check them all out. There's quite a few episodes with Gabe in the studio, actually. The 3-hour special was the official Oi Scouts episode. But go to some of those earlier episodes, man, and there's just some funny fucking banter with Gabe and Larry from the Parasitics, Pat from Hate Trash. A lot of fun. We work really hard on this shit. And actually, we do get a lot of really good feedback. We really appreciate it. We love the listeners. You know, that makes the whole show. First and foremost, it's about the bands we play. And then secondly, you guys listening to it, and we couldn't appreciate it more. Yeah. And why not ask for a couple more things? Let's remind you guys, you can get all the episodes if you subscribe on Podbean or iTunes or Google Play Music. We're pretty much everywhere. So just go out there. And if you guys want to get your band played, I don't think we have any. Actually, no, I do have a band that I was asked to play, somebody's band. I got to see if I can find the track before the end of the show. And but send us over your track, and we'll get it up on the air. And even if you're not in the punk rock format, man, if it's a wild card, like last week we had the Mosey Beat, friends of mine. They actually, two of the members used to actually work for me when they were kids. They're always playing in the circle over at Pearly Baker's. Go check them out, the Mosey Beat. But even if you guys aren't the format, we'll make you the wild card. We love getting unsigned bands and local bands on. Now, when I say local bands, I mean throughout the whole world. I'm talking little small bands when I say local. We love getting them all on, and I know you guys love hearing it, and I know that's really what makes this special. You guys can go on and throw on a Casualty CD at any time, but we really like to get some of the undiscovereds out there, and we do have quite a large listenership now. So, yeah, guys. Going to be a big things on the horizon, especially with WPDG, the network we're going to be running. Going to be a lot of fun. So why don't we get to a band where now they've just recently started playing some gigs, talking about the Pinkerton Thugs featuring Paul Unseen from The Unseen. Now, I teased you guys with a bunch of Unseen shit and a bunch of Paul shit that was supposed to happen. A lot of it's still going on, but things are getting a little hectic with the Pinkerton Thugs doing a lot of show. But we're going to get Paul Unseen on here one of these days. And we're also going to see if we can book a Pogo City Radio show with them in the fall. So stay tuned. And here's the Pinkerton Thugs with Running Through Your Veins. On Pogo City Radio. Now, it turns out we did get a listener submission this week, and it took us a little bit to find it, but Jess, what info do you have on it there?
We got the Maniacs, Chelsea 77.
All right, that's the track. Do we know who posted it? Don't worry about who posted it. Yeah. But this is one of the listeners who wants to get their band up there. And so you guys can do the same thing. If you guys hit us up, you can go to the contact section of PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.com.
Or you guys, the best way to really do it is to hit us up on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/PogoCityRadio or search at Pogo City Radio, and you guys can send us a link. Just send us a streamable link of your best sounding stuff, even if it's live, as long as it's clear and not horrible sounding, we'll get it up there for you.
We got the Maniacs, Chelsea 77 on Pogo City Radio.
Hope you guys enjoyed that one. Now, that band dates back from the 70s, no longer in existence, but they had quite a few releases, and they were pretty awesome. That song was submitted by one of the singers, Alan, so hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, why don't we stick with the classics and do the Rosillos. Somebody's gonna get their head kicked in.
Oh!
Hope you guys like that. That was the Rosillos. Now, we have lost the lovely rude girl Jessica, but quite the trooper she is. Jessica is now, I don't know, I'm going to say about 4.5 hours out of surgery, and pretty invasive surgery nonetheless, so she needed to go take a little break and lay down. But yeah, she's doing just fine, as you guys can hear. Thanks for all the love and support on Facebook you guys were giving her. Made her feel really good. She was nervous, and she did actually have quite a scary experience as she was coming to. But luckily, she made it out all right. She stopped breathing for a little bit, but they got her up and running again, and now she's just fine. And once again, thanks for all the well wishes on Facebook and in person. Really meant a lot to her. So let's play one of her favorite bands. Here's the Cramps with Human Fly.
There's 96 eyes, I got a garbage brain, it's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a human fly, I spit little why, I say buzz, 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 and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say, rock tonight, and I say, rock it right, and I say, but I don't know why. Don't know why.
All right, now we got just under 5 minutes left in the show. Let's cram in as many songs as possible. Here's the Germs with Lexicon Devil. We're going to do our next track, going to some old school UK. Cox Bar Platinum Blonde. Right, that was Cox Bar. Now, we're right at the hour mark, but the lovely rude girl Jessica staggered her way back up the stairs. Yes, how you I feeling, did. Sweetheart?
You know, yeah, I'm in a lot of pain, but I'm also still pretty messed up from all the drugs they gave me in the hospital. So, like, I don't really know too much.
Just give me some pills.
Yeah. But I'd come up and say bye to Pogo Land and thank everybody for all the well wishes on Facebook for my surgery. I appreciate it. I feel very loved.
Absolutely. Now, Jess, we'll do a little Pogo City encore. What song do you want to hear to close out the show tonight?
I guess, you know, I gotta go with some Blank 77.
All right,
you
know. We can do a twofer from Blanks. What
yes,
do you want?
Yes, of course. Let's listen to, I want to hear Up the Punks.
Up the Punks, coming off the latest release, yeah. The Split, Getting Blasted with the Parasitics. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out.
The young punks that sing and dance, and to the old punks way in the back, ain't got no money and never have. We play for beer and cash for gas. It's what we live for. It's what we played. So up the-